Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. The ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our good friends at the Al and Angus Pub, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, and Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf. Folks, you gotta buy from Trey today, man. Golf and other apparel right from Trey and get your gear for wholesale. No middleman markup. You can email him today at treypgasales@gmail.com. That's treypgasales@gmail.com. Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. NFL draft individual team recaps continue in the NFC East, and I've already done the New York Football Giants, and so we're going to move on to one of their big rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, Howie Roseman, he doesn't mess around, does he? You know, he's a quick mover. When he makes a mistake, he goes to try and fix it. When he sees weakness in a team the past season, he goes to try to fix it, and he goes straight for the bread and butter of what this defense was probably missing the most, coverage. He goes for the number one corner in the NFL draft, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Seriously, a perfect blend of everything you want in a corner. 6 foot, 200. Fast as hell, great size, and he reads the receivers, he closes in, he's a flash player, yet he's steady. Frame, recovery, speed, everything you want, jump ball ability, breaking up the passes. And really, this is the first time since 2002 that the Eagles select a cornerback with the first round pick, right? By the way, Mitchell didn't allow a touchdown in 402 coverage snaps last year. That is mind-boggling. And we know Darius Slay looked really slow last year. James Bradbury slowing down, and they're on the back end of their careers. Philadelphia has a succession plan in place, and he's the young, high-upside guy that a team needs in the secondary. It's that simple. Wait, there's more. The Eagles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 picks in the draft. The first two I mean, did they not give it away or what? Like, you can't hide it when you take two corners in a row. We sucked in coverage. They go for the hello. Well, some people had him two, some people had him three as far as the position rank. Cooper DeJean from Iowa, 6'1", 205. Playmaker, instincts, Iowa, Big Ten, big stage. He picks the ball off. He gives your offense the opportunity to work with a short field. He can return punts. He's versatile. In fact, I was looking at maybe the Bills taking him once they traded down a couple of times and they had the first pick in the second round. This is the pick from the Bears through the Washington Commanders. And he's just a scheme and position guy. He's versatile. Lines up on the outside, over the slot, and at strong safety. All that together. So now what you've done is you've beefed up a very weak secondary, an aging secondary, with the two best secondary players in the NFL draft. That's literally what you just did. The Eagles used, in 2002, the Eagles used three selections early to remake the secondary. And you're getting a little bit of an idea that it's a shade of that. I mean, DeJean's a number, he's a top 20 player in this entire draft. Inside corner, safety, outside corner, he can do it all. He ball hawks, and he's got pick six ability, and he returns punts and kicks. I mean, both the first picks to me are home runs, absolute home runs. Then they go to Jalux Hunt from Houston Christian, who I know nothing about, an edge rusher, but it makes sense because the defensive line is also something they need to improve on because they didn't get to the quarterback enough and then they left a very weak secondary out on an island too often. He's a versatile guy, a hybrid type player. He can play both off and on the line. They really like the explosion that Hunt can provide. I'm going to get to the rest of the picks for the Philadelphia Eagles, starting with a running back out of Clemson, who I saw a lot of in college, who I really like, who I think is going to be able to help the offense in a big, big way. Here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices, CH Insurance, and Burn Dairy. Gas up your vehicle at participating locations in and around Central New York. Burn Dairy, it's all good. You can grab chocolate milk for the kids and the donuts and coffee on your way into work as well. Burn Dairy, it's all good. More Eagles talk next, NFL draft style, on the ML Sports Platter.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Sparks and Rec Doggy Daycare, and Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices together that work to get you the maximum reward. Will Shipley of Clemson, dynamic player, hybrid player, every time he touches it can go to the house, runs low to the ground, 5'11", 210. Big time explosion, easy to coach, character guy, runs hard, keeps the feet moving, interior runner and exterior runner, and he's a big burst guy. He caught 85 passes at Clemson. He's got big time traits as a receiver, and he features what the Eagles want to keep adding to this offense. Burst. Here's the ball. Go take it to the end zone. Great pick. Awesome pick. Underrated pick, value pick. You know, played on the big stage. You know, played for a football factory. Everything that he does, I like. And I've liked for a long time. I've seen a ton of his college games. Probably watched, I mean, how many? A couple of them in person, including this past, you know, year. And at least multiple dozen on television. And I think that Will Shipley can really add to what Philadelphia wants to do with the backfield. And I think he's going to be a good one. I really do. He's a guy who every single timeout, you're like, watch that guy because he can take it to the house. It's really that simple. And then you add him to a tremendous array of players. You add him to a Saquon Barkley, you know, wicked depth in the running back room. You add him to an A.J. Brown. You add him to a Paris Campbell. You add him to a great running, a wide receiver room, excuse me. I like it. Devontae Smith, Devontae Parker. I mean, goodness, the Eagles are coming for you offensively. They're coming for you offensively with explosion, and they need, remember, last year, they struggled offensively. I mean, it was amazing, wasn't it, with the Eagles? They went 11-6, and it was a complete failure from the fan base, right? It was. On defense, they couldn't stop anybody, couldn't get off the field on third down, right? Couldn't rush the quarterback. The secondary couldn't stop the big play. You had to get to the quarterback quick because the secondary on an island, and there were so many things that were mixed together that were wrong. And then the offense lacked explosion. Jalen Hurts didn't look like himself, right? Well, you lost the OC. You lost Shane Steichen. So maybe in year two without him, get a little bit more consistency in there, right? Kind of find your way more. And maybe the offense improves. You add Will Shipley, right? You add Saquon. And maybe things can look a little bit brighter, right? I mean, maybe that's what they're hoping for, looking for, right? You know, Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator in Philly. And, you know, I think that he's a guy who brings a lot to the table in terms of where he's been, who he's worked with. You know, I mean, here's a guy who's created deluxe packages for the Chargers, for the Cowboys. He's been around. He was up for head coaching jobs. I thought he deserved one. He's a great offensive mind. He played the game for the Lions and Cowboys. You know, they're looking for some consistency, and what I meant by the consistency part was not the OC, but, you know, the guys underneath and the scouts and this and that, but bringing in Kellen Moore, you know, you've got fresh ideas, but you've got an immediate guy with more of a pedigree. So, we'll see. But, you know, again, it'll be the second year, what I'm getting at, for these offensive players to learn how to do things without Shane Steichen. And now you bring in Kellen Moore, who has a lot of great offensive ideas. So, really thought the Philadelphia Eagles did some smart things there with those first few picks. Really, really like those picks. Continuing on with the Eagles draft, all brought to you by our good friends at CH Insurance and Burn Dairy. We go to Anus Smith out of Texas A&M, a wide receiver, adding to the depth room for the Eagles. They've already got, you know, you want to get a couple more, you know, rookie deals, wide receiver, right? Because you have A.J. Brown, you have, you know, Devontae Smith, right? You just got to keep adding and adding and adding. Smart move. All offenses that have an elite quarterback, a top 5 to 7 guy, should be adding all the time. They should be adding all the time. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. from Clemson, linebacker in the 5th round. By the way, Smith was taken in the 5th round, Shipley in the 4th, Hunt in the 3rd. DeJean in the 2nd already said that, and obviously your 1st rounder was Quinyon Mitchell. I got to tell you, man, this is a great, interesting pick, right? I mean, come on. Talk about some nostalgia here too, right? He doesn't have great size or speed. 6'2", 230. But then, yet again, you look at what he did at Clemson. He left as one of only 14 FBS players to record 10-plus sacks, 4-plus picks, 3-plus forced fumbles, and multiple pick sixes in the past 20 seasons. Like, what? He's a quick read guy, polished pass rusher, polished. His hands, he doesn't let the size affect him, and he just reads the quarterback well. Breaks on the ball, flashes, got great ability to do a lot of things. Tremendous. And then what you did was you added Trevor Keegan, a Michigan offensive guard, physical, to the offensive line. Again, young, cheap offensive line, needs some work there. Johnny Wilson, that was in the 5th round. Johnny Wilson, a 6th rounder out of Florida State. I mean, are you kidding me? You get another wide receiver on a rookie deal, 6'6", 235 pounder. In the 6th round, Johnny Wilson. He was one of the top 10 to 15 wide receivers for a good 8-week stretch in college football last year for the Noles. I watched just about all of Florida State football last year. He can be really, really good. He's an explosive guy. You can put him in on specific packages. Red zone, you put him in those packages, he can thrive. There was a time where maybe Keon Coleman, this is where he worries me a little bit for the Bills, is that boomer bust thing. Johnny Wilson has a little bit of that boomer bust as well. But he made up for a lot of Keon Coleman. Like, where is he? And then Johnny Wilson just, boom, performs, right? Got to do a little bit better of a job hanging on the football. But he's built more like a tight end than a receiver. doesn't have great separation, but he's got the traits and flashes that are impressive. Again, traits missing a little bit, and he drops passes. But he's got size, length, top-end speed. And again, the radius and packages and the dynamic player he is. Oh, here we are, red zone, 2nd down and goal from the 8, put him in the package, another problem to have to deal with. Love it. Try dealing with a 6'6", 235-pound guy on top of A.J. Brown, on top of Devontae Smith, on top of all these guys in the red zone, Devontae Parker, all these guys, right? He's a vertical guy, and you know what? Maybe they do move him to tight end. Maybe they make him a hybrid guy, tight end, wide receiver. Who knows? All I know is, in a wide receiver class that's this deep, somebody was going to get a guy like this in the 5th or 6th round after the Colemans and the Neighbors and the Adunzes and the Harrison Juniors and all these different players. Brian Thomas Jr., on and on it goes, right? Yeah, Philly got one. Unbelievable. NC State offensive guard Dylan McMahon to improve the offensive line with their final pick as well in the 6th round. So I think a good draft overall. I think if it strikes, how are we going to remember it? A completely remade secondary that can provide so many things for the defense. Coverage, preventing the big play, creating shorter fields for the offense, stopping more teams on 3rd down. I love this draft for Philly. I did. Most of it's because of the corners. Shipley, nice as well. Johnny Wilson Jr. could be a boom pick. ML Sports Platter brought to you by our good friends at Stanley Law Offices. Together, that work to get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Camillus Golf Club, CH Insurance, and Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Get your financial plan in order today. Brian Conboy can make it happen at advisors.massmutual.com. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.